Constellation Optimistic About Nuclear-Friendly Federal Policies, written by John Crop Lee, and read by an automated voice. Constellation Energy said it is riding high on policy and market support for nuclear energy as it announced its second quarter results. The passage of One Big Beautiful Bill Act was an undisputed win for nuclear power, CEO Joe Dominguez said during an earnings call with analysts August 7. More than that, the passage of OBBBA was a demonstration of bipartisan support for a power generation technology that for many years was out of favor with many Americans. Dominguez noted the bill, which passed with only Republican votes, expands tax credits created by the Inflation Reduction Act, which was passed with only Democratic votes. It's one of the only things the two bills have in common, is that it supports existing and new nuclear plants, he said. He added that negotiations have reached late stages with one potential power customer and middle stages with others interested in clean, reliable electricity. But most importantly, from my perspective, we're seeing a continued acceleration of interest from a growing number of entities, Dominguez said. An analyst asked if Constellation's nuclear strategy has changed in light of OBBBA. Evolution seems likely, Dominguez said, rather than abrupt and sharp changes, particularly with small modular reactors, a potential game changer for the industry. Not all of the dozens of SMR designs being advanced will work or be commercially viable, he said. But we've got a pretty good bead on who we think the winners are going to be, he said. I feel better with the passage of each week in terms of better understanding the cost structures and the time to complete the work. And so I would say that our confidence is growing, but it's growing incrementally, not in terms of major step changes. Dominguez said collocation of new SMRs with Constellation's existing fleet of large reactors just makes sense. The sites have suitable land, an experienced workforce, and a supportive community. He singled out New York for its recent policy moves to support existing and new nuclear generation, announcing plans to develop at least 1 gigawatts of new advanced nuclear capacity, moving toward a decision to extend to 2049 the zero emissions credits that subsidize Constellation's 4 in-state reactors, and collaborating with the company to seek federal funding for advanced nuclear development at the Nine Mile Point plant, which has 2 older generation reactors. It's early innings on this work, but I think it is going to be a signpost for other states, and I am excited for the opportunities to expand nuclear in places like Maryland, Illinois, Texas, and Pennsylvania, Dominguez said. In other updates, Constellation's acquisition of natural gas power generator Calpine has cleared most of its key regulatory reviews and is targeted for closure before the end of this year. Big tech is not the only sector seeking clean energy. Many customers other than data centers are interested in nuclear power. Comcast is among the newest of these customers and has committed to a significant energy transaction that will help support a nuclear reactor uprate. The engineering process is complete on potential uprates of other reactors, and Constellation says it hopes to partner with customers on these projects as well. Constellation and Grid Beyond are collaborating on an AI-powered demand response program in the PJM grid that will allow customers to cut their peak energy costs while helping the market maintain system reliability. Constellation reported second quarter 2025 income of $833 million on revenue of $6.1 billion, which compares with $809 million on $5.48 billion a year earlier. Its stock price closed 0.6% lower August 7.